This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. We could find out this week if the COVID-19 Omicron variant is spreading in Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services, or DHS, announced over the weekend that the Federal Centers for Disease Control has identified the variant in a specimen from a Milwaukee County man who is fully vaccinated, including with a booster dose, but recently returned from South Africa. South Africa is where the Omicron was first identified and where the variant has been spreading quickly. The state says that case is not related to a potential outbreak that DHS and the Milwaukee Health Department are investigating. It involves 12 people from California who attended a Milwaukee County wedding late last month. Even if the Omicron variant spreads here, State Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard said late last week that health officials are not sure of the potential impact.
We do not have the answer to the question of does it cause more severe disease. That's something that a lot of scientists are looking at very closely. There's been some anecdotes of the initial cases having not very severe illness and generally being mild, but I don't think we can count on that being true for the general population. There's been too few cases to really characterize the full spectrum of clinical illness. So we should presume that it is another variant of SARS-CoV-2, which can cause severe disease and do all we can to stop it from spreading.
The Biden administration says that the arrival of the Omicron variant in the U.S. is another reason people should get the COVID-19 booster or get vaccinated, period. About one-third of the Wisconsin population has not received any of the vaccine. State DHS Secretary Designee Karen Timberlake says Omicron's arrival is also another reason to get tested for COVID-19.
If they know they've been exposed to someone with COVID-19, if they're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, it is through this testing that we will identify cases of this new variant and, of course, potentially other variants.
The Milwaukee Health Department is continuing its mobile vaccination effort today at two Southside churches, St. Roman this morning and St. Raphael this afternoon. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.